Okay, thank you so much for inviting me to speak with you today. I'm so happy to be here. Jenny kind of already said this, but I will reiterate that all the photos in my presentation are from my personal collection or photos from the Wisconsin Historical Society image collection, and as indicated. And then if I used a photo from someplace else, I did source where I got it from on the slide. And also, all opinions are my own. Just a bit of a disclaimer. In Wisconsin, educators use Wisconsin Act 31 that was put out in 1989. It's a law mandating public schools to provide instruction on the history, culture, and tribal sovereignty of Wisconsin's recognized American Indian nations. So because of that, I always start all of my talks, no matter where I am in the state, with a land acknowledgement statement. So to start today, I want to recognize and respect the inherent sovereignty of the Native nations within the boundaries of the state of Wisconsin. And also, I'm so pleased to be here. This is actually a rescheduling from an event that I had planned last fall, so I'm so appreciative to Jenny for allowing me to come this year instead. So I'd like to thank the Wisconsin Historical Society and also public television. As Jenny already mentioned, I was an educator for 34 years in middle school and elementary school, mostly in Madison at Falk, which is now Anana Elementary, and Sherman Middle School and Mendota Elementary on the north side. I also taught briefly in Princeton, Wisconsin, and in Ohio. And today, as Jenny mentioned, I like to kayak, I like to be outside, I enjoy cooking, and I do actually a lot of presentations around the state, which I really enjoy because I'm still educating people about topics that are important to me. I go and speak at several, I've been to lots of libraries, historical society groups, any kind of group that was interested in having a speaker about topics on any of my books. I really enjoy getting out and meeting people. As Jenny mentioned, I wrote a book about one-room schools that was published by the Historical Society in 2013. My Seeds and Soil book came out in 2022. Old Farm Country Cookbook was published in 2017, which was sort of the inspiration for the public television film Jerry Epps, Food and Memories. Has anybody seen that movie? You can stream it if you haven't seen it. It's really fun, and I'm cooking in it, and it's really was so much fun to work with the folks from public television because they were so awesome, and we actually really enjoyed putting that film together. So today, though, we're going to talk about timber, a Northwood story of lumberjacks, logging, and the land. My book is was written for young readers. However, I really encourage anyone of any age to pick up the book and read it yourself, or find some younger readers to read it with. My purpose for the book is to get young readers and families to ask questions. As an educator, I was always encouraging students to think critically and use inquiry strategies, ask questions to find out about the past. For example, when you pick up this book, it might help you think, what was it like to live and work in the woods? And then what happened after the forests were cut down in our state? So my purpose for the book is to use history and the past to think about what happened and then get kids and families thinking about how that can be incorporated into thinking about today. I definitely grew up loving trees. The picture, the black and white picture is, I hear you chuckling, that's me sitting in a tree because that's how I spent quite a lot of my summer at our family cabin. That's a willow tree that had been hit by lightning, and there was a branch that fell over. My dad tied a rope into the tree and a swing, and my brothers and I, we spent hours just hanging out in the tree. So I was very fond of trees and being outside in general. At our family cabin in Washera County, we have 120 acres, which is part of a managed tree farm today. So we still do spring tree planting every year. That's my husband and my brother. We maintain our woods and we try to get rid of invasive species, maintain the paths, and create a space that's enjoyable for our family and friends and people to spend time out in nature.